In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We're quite resourceful in our lives. We have aspirations, we have dreams, we have goals. And we do everything we can, in most cases, to fulfill them. Because we want to achieve. But sometimes, we feel that whatever we are given by God, whether it's talents, responsibilities, even relationships and commitments, we feel that they're a burden, that they're a pressure. And we forget that it is an actual fact, a blessing that we receive. When the angel came to St. Mary, he said to her she was favored, he said to her she was chosen, he said to her she had a mission. And then when she inquired how this was going to be and why, he said something that's really peculiar that sometimes we may just not even think about. You have found favor with God. When God gives us gifts and responsibilities and commitments, they are not a burden. It is when we find favor with God that He entrusts us. He entrusts us with those around us. He entrusts us with gifts we have. He entrusts us with our place in this world. We're not here randomly. And the one verse that I'm reminded of constantly recently is that when those first two brothers were quarreling, and God asks one where the other is, and His question is, am I my brother's keeper? Well, in the world, we are each other's keepers. We're entrusted. We have a responsibility. St. Mary could quite simply have said, is this my responsibility? Is it my problem? Is the salvation of humanity something I need to be directly involved in? I'm sure you can find someone else who's much better. And when we say, I'm sure you can find someone else, sometimes it's said in a spirit of humility, but often it's said in a spirit of passing the buck. It's not me. I don't want to do it. I don't need to do it. Find someone else. If God wanted to find someone else, He would have found someone else. We are those chosen to live our own lives. Let us not push back that blessing we receive. If we find an opportunity to do good, do it. Whether it's just to someone in your family, or someone in your community, or a friend, or indeed something much greater in the world. If you find an opportunity to be part of God's plan, be part of God's plan. Because maybe that is His way of demonstrating that you have found favor. That you are now indeed His fellow worker. That you can be part of His plan. Because His plan is for us all. It is a selfless plan from Him that often needs a selfless commitment from ourselves. And that's what makes us godly, to be selfless, to be loving, to be sacrificial. We spend far too much time thinking about ourselves. Maybe it's time we think more about others. Whatever God gives us, we share. Yes, of course, our material wealth, but more importantly, our time, our interest, our attention, our love, our patience. The infinite number of gifts God has given us as a humanity that we can share with one another, that we can provide for all those in need, we can give for all those lacking, and we can share in the joy of all those who receive. And glory be to God forever. Amen.